The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas, it is the Even Money Podcast. We are presented, of course, by DraftKings Sportsbook, one of the best NFL betting podcasts in the galaxy. I should mention before I forget two quick things. Number one, we've already posted Emory Hunt on the College Draft Podcast making his picks for every single college bowl game until New Year's Day. Make sure you listen or watch the College Draft Podcast, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And as a reminder, some of you still haven't done it, but you can get the vaunted spreadsheet with all of our bets on this show each and every week. It's phenomenal, all the information he has there. The teasers, the totals, the ATS for the year, the best bets. I mean, it's incredible. Thank you so much to our Australian sensation grades. Of course, just go to patreon.com/RTmedia to become a Tuckheads member to be able to see that on the Even Money page. patreon.com/RTmedia. Check me out on social media, please, at Ross Tucker NFL. Best thing to do is probably at Ross Tucker Pod. That's when you know exactly when the show has been posted. He is at Fezzik Sports. He is the man. He's a little bit under the weather, like a lot of people right now, but battling through because the NFL season and betting on the NFL stops for no one. Steve, we had a weird week. For the week, I was up one unit, which means for the year, I am up one measly unit. You were down 2.5, Steve, for the week, so you're now at 18.5 above the ledger for the season. It started with Saints-Rams. I took the Saints getting the 4 points. You leaned Rams. Really a poor performance by the Saints. They made it close late, but that's all they did. I was getting the 4 points. That was a loser. And then I went in with you. I need to stick to my guns a little bit more. I went in with you on the Bengals laying the 2 against the Steelers. My worst fears, Steve, were recognized. The Steelers slaughtered the Bengals. That was a best bet that lost 2 units for both of us. There's no explanation, Steve. They're terrible for 3 games in a row, and all of a sudden, they just turn it on like that.
You know, we always talk about how important the number is, and close 3. So you could have played back plus 3, profitable middle. I know that that's like the school of closing line value, but the bottom line was Bengals, you could have bet plus 7, and it was a terrible bet. By the time you actually saw the game, they just weren't ready to play.
Bills, Chargers, nothing. Lions, Vikings, we both leaned Vikings, which I think was the right side, but they didn't cover. Packers, Panthers, you leaned over, Steve. Wow. You leaned over 36.5. It was 33-30. I mean, it was a 63-point game. Would have been nice if it was more than a lean. Colts-Falcons. Now, the Falcons were one of my three teaser legs. They all hit, by the way. Falcons up to 8.5. They won outright. Titans up to 8.5. They covered. Browns up to 8.5. They won outright. As I got 6 units plus 6 on my three-team wheeling teaser. You went in with me, Steve, on the Falcons and the Titans. That did not that hit. So that was a best bet that hit for us. I said we had nothing for the Bills, by the way. I was wrong. They were part of our sweetheart 10-point teaser. Bills came through, but barely. Eagles came through, but barely. The Chiefs did not. That ended up not being a good bet, Steve. I mean, the Bills and Eagles both could have lost too.
Absolutely. So, you know, the one theme that I came away from Christmas week was, you know, these big favorites. It's the holidays. Maybe they're looking past their downtrodden foes, and they didn't show up, you know, versus expectation. Bottom line, all these double-digit favorites.
You know, it's funny you say that. My big takeaway from yesterday in particular, Steve, and we got to file this away for future years, go against home teams on Christmas. And I'll tell you why. You're the home team on Christmas, which means your family's coming to you, okay? Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your in-laws. Maybe it's your brother, sister. You're spending time that week. Maybe you're getting the house ready. Maybe, you know, for some of these teams, I don't know if the Eagles players or maybe the Niners players, you know, you have to be in a hotel the night before the game, Steve. But then after that, by the next morning, you can do whatever you want. Sometimes they make you have a meal there or not. Some of these guys probably got up early, drove home, and did the open the gifts and stuff with the kids. And did all the Santa stuff with the kids, you know, the Christmas stuff. So I am now, for future years, I am anti-home team for Christmas games. That's one of my big takeaways. Because the Chiefs got beat, the Niners got smashed, and the Eagles could have lost too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Niners game was quirky because the Niners absolutely dominated the stats. I didn't watch the game, to be truthful. But so it's always dangerous when you look at the box score in a blowout and you see the team that got blown out, you know, with all these stats, because a lot of it could have been fourth quarter. But I don't think you could argue with such a down performance by all three home teams. Yes.
Falcons, I already talked about them. Browns, Texans, talked about them. You had the Texans, Steve. You laid 2.5 points with the Texans for 2 units. Incredibly unfortunate because... Yeah. Last Tuesday morning, we didn't know. We assumed, since he missed one game, that C.J. Stroud would be back for the second game. That is rare for a guy to miss 2 games with one concussion. And so that was obviously a disaster for you. You never would have done that if you knew Stroud wasn't playing in the game.
And what's interesting is one of our tuckheads came in and asked, what's Fezzik doing? He's giving out both sides of the game. He's guaranteeing a win. Well, not really. Because when I say both sides of a game, I laid 2.5 with Houston, and then I turned right around the next day, and I laid 2.5 with Cleveland. So I had what they call a Polish middle. Apology to the Polish Americans out there everywhere. But I could have lost both. But, I mean, the quarterback drop is so dramatic, and that showed up in the game. Houston was never in it. Joe Flacco. Apologies to journeyman Joe Flacco, who may well be Hall of Famer Joe Flacco if he can – keep this going. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, he's giving himself a chance. Commanders, Jets, we had nothing, I don't think. Titans and the Seahawks, we had the Titans up to 8.5. That was one of our teasers that hit. Jags, Bucks, you put 2 units on the over, Steve, 43.5. The Bucks did their part with 30 points. The Jags did not with 12. The Jags are terrible right now.
Yeah, and I just needed one of the two-point conversions that they missed both of them in the fourth quarter. Wonderful. So we did not get there.
Oh, man, the 50%. Cowboys, Dolphins, you had the Cowboys in a teaser leg with the Bucks. I think it was a 6.5-point teaser, and it hit for you. It was minus 130, but the Cowboys and the Bucks both came through for you. What about Cardinals, Bears? I leaned Cardinals. Glad that's all it was. They got beat badly. Patriots, Broncos. I actually leaned Broncos. The Patriots won that game outright. Raiders, Chiefs, we mentioned that was part of our sweetheart teaser that did not come through. The only leg that didn't come through. Giants, Eagles, I put one unit on the Giants getting the 10.5. You leaned the Giants, that came through. And then Ravens, Niners, total was 46.5. Steve, you put two units on the over, and that cashed for you. So again, for the week, I was up one unit. Steve was down 2.5. On our best bets, we had one win and two losses. For the year, I'm up one unit. You're up 18.5 units. Our best bet, Steve, 27, 27, and 1 for the season on our best bets. We move forward, onward and upward to week 17. Before we get there, by the way, make sure you guys check out the Game Time app. If you're anywhere near any of these bowl games, you would be shocked how inexpensive it is to get into these bowl games. I mean, shocked. If you live anywhere near a bowl game, get on the Game Time app. Or if you just want to go to some of these NFL games, there's some good prices to be had as well. You know the deal by now. I think a lot of you do. You can actually see the view from your seat. You can buy the tickets in seconds. They give you all the prices up front, so you're not guessing. And you got the Game Time guarantee, which means if you ever find tickets in the same section or row for less, they actually credit you 110% of the difference. It would actually be good if you found those tickets. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, so again, create an account and redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. It's the lowest price guaranteed. Steve, we start with Thursday night. The Jets are getting 7.5 in Cleveland. Total is a low 36.
This seems to be a low variance. Excuse me. Mute your mic, Steve. Low variance game to me. I think Cleveland wins. And I think the Jets cover. So I am going to go ahead and put a unit on the Jets. One unit plus 7.5. I'm going to do a two-unit teaser, Cleveland to the Kansas City Chiefs.
With you on that teaser. So my teaser legs are the Browns. I got three of them this week that I'm going to be wheeling and dealing. The Browns down to -1.5 against the Jets. Kansas City down to -1.5 in their game. Against, who do they play again? The Bengals. And then the Packers up to 7.5 against the Vikings. Actually, that's the one I feel a little bit nervous about with this Packers defense. So we'll see. But I thought about the Jets, but man, I don't know. That could be bad Thursday night for the Jets. I thought about that. It's a lean to me for the Jets getting the 7.5 for sure. What about the Lions getting 6.5, Steve? The Lions are 11-4, and they're getting 6.5 in Dallas against the Cowboys. Total's 53.5.
So my numbers make Dallas only a 4-point favorite, but I can't do it because Detroit's been bad on the road. Dallas so much better at home. Dallas off the back-to-back, losses on the road against quality teams. But I'm going to go to the total. My square ball over of the year, I'm going over 53.5. I think Dallas goes into the 30s, and I think Detroit hangs with them somewhat. In a complete shootout, I'm going to go over two units.
Why do you say square ball?
In general, whenever you play the highest total on the board over, it's the most obvious play to every single recreational bettor. So every bad bettor on the planet is going to bet over. Doesn't mean it's a bad bet, though.
I don't usually dabble in totals that much, but I kind of like that total too. I think there are going to be a lot of points in that game. Indoors, fast turf. I have not done well, Steve, with tagging along on with bets with you that I didn't come up with myself, but I'm going to do it with you. Dallas and Detroit, over 53.5, two units for me. That is a best bet.
I think, to be fair, Ross, I think you've done great with the weather plays I've suggested. The other stuff, not so much.
No, because there was that Cleveland game where you said it was going to be 20-mile-an-hour winds against Jacksonville, and they were both throwing the ball all over the place.
I'm going to ask Grades to go back, if he can, and check out the unders I've suggested that Ross has come aboard, how we have done. The corporate America, defer work to somebody else.
Patriots, Bills. The Patriots are getting 12 points. Total's 40.5, Steve.
Yeah, it's... I make it 11.5. I don't know what to think of the Bills and how they almost lost, you know, last week. I'm going to pass the game.
That's too many for me. That's too many points. Patriots are playing a little bit better these days. That's too many points for me. Two units on the Patriots getting the 12 points. Carolina, Steve, is getting 6.5 in Jacksonville. Total's 37.5.
You know what? I was debating teasing Jacksonville because I just can't see them losing the game. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a non-Wong teaser. I'm going to stack another Kansas City teaser. I'm going to do Jacksonville to Kansas City, two-unit teaser.
Thought about it. Can't do it. Can't do it because of Lawrence's shoulder, how bad the Jags have played. I actually thought about taking Carolina plus the 6.5, but they've been so bad for me that they're banned. How about the Saints getting 3 points against the Bucs? Total's 42.5, Steve.
Absolutely. So Saints plus 3. I'm not confident that the Tampa Bay is the better team. I know they have been playing better of late. Their stats aren't any better. I see this as being 20-20, midway through the fourth quarter, coin flip. I'm getting 3. I'm on at 2 units.
Wow. Yeah, not for me. I'll be passing that game. Hard to take the Bears. I'm sorry. Hard to take the Bucks or the Saints, given how poorly they've been playing right now. What about the Falcons and the Bears? I'll actually be calling this game, Steve, for CBS on Sunday at 1. Really looking forward to it. Falcons are getting 3 points on the road. Total's 39.
So I only make it 2, so I should be on Atlanta. But I got to tell you, I got no interest in playing these warm weather teams, dome teams, going to the north, playing in cold. You know, we saw Arizona no show against the Bears. Atlanta rallied the troops and played a great game last week, which means they might come up completely flat here. I'll lean to Atlanta for my power ratings, but I can't do it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Atlanta. Only 1 unit. If it was 3.5, it'd be 2 units. I do think this is a field goal game, by the way. I think it'll be a great game. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's interesting that the Bears are favored by 3 in this game. What about the Titans and the Texans? We do think, as of this morning, that the Texans will get C.J. Stroud back for this game. The Texans are laying 3.5. The total is 42.5.
So if we have C.J. Stroud playing, I'm going to be on the Texans. But after last week, I'm going to wait. And if I have to lay 4 instead of laying 3.5, so be it. I'm going to make sure that he's behind center before I go ahead and put my money down.
I'm going to take the Titans for 2 units, getting the 3.5. I think this will be a close game. I don't know why it would be any different than a couple weeks ago. And even if Stroud comes back, you know, he's missed a couple weeks now, right in the middle of the season. I don't know. Could be a little rusty. Give me the Titans plus 3.5, 2 units. Cardinals, Eagles, Steve. Eagles laying 9.5. Total's 47.5.
Yeah, an Eagles short week. They're not looking good. Again, I've got a team from the Southwest going to bad weather in Philadelphia. If this comes down to 8.5 or 9, which I think it could well do, then I'm going to add Eagles teasers. But I don't want to play 7-point teasers with the extra vig. So let's keep an eye on this line. No bets right now. As soon as this spread drops, if it does drop, I'll be teasing Philly.
Interesting. Okay. What about the Niners laying 13.5, Steve, against the Commanders, total 48.5?
So I'm not up to speed with Purdy and his health. Let me know what went on at the end of the game, because I was out cold.
Yeah, he got a stinger. And by the way, the Niners put up some yards, but they got dominated in that game. I mean, part of the reason why they won the stats is because they kept turning the ball over. So when the Ravens were moving the ball, it was like they were already in the Niners territory for the points that they scored. But the Ravens were clearly the better team, at least on that night. But he had a stinger, so they didn't put him back in the game. But I don't think it will be an issue for this week. That would surprise me.
The total does look low to me, but I got to check the weather before I play over. I'll lean over. The Niners are a scoring machine against bad defenses. They're a guaranteed 35 points against Washington's horrible defense. And Washington's offense showed a little life. I'll lean over.
Yeah, I would lean over as well, not knowing the weather. But I'm with you on that. What about the Dolphins? They are getting 3 points, Steve, in Baltimore against the Ravens. Totals 47. Both teams coming off of really big wins.
Yeah, and I apologize for not checking the weather on these overs. I'll lean over in this one. It sure looks like when I watched that Dallas-Miami game, a lot of points got left on the board, failures in the red zone, etc. And Baltimore certainly, you know, can score. So I'll lean over the 47.
Boy, I don't know. Both those defenses look pretty good to me, I thought, in their last game. I would not do that. We'll move on to the Rams and the Giants. Before they do, Steve, if you like your picks, but you're not sure what to eat, make it easy on yourself. Order it on DoorDash. Now you can root for your squad while your food and drinks are on the way. So that means burgers, chips, dips, soda, pizza, wings, so much more delivered straight to your door. And oh, by the way, you got to wash it down with something. That's Labatt Blue Light. Love drinking Labatt Blue Light, my favorite light beer. Always live life to the power of we with others. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. All right, Steve, it's the Rams laying 6.5 in New York against the Giants, total 42.
So I make the game 7.5, and I like the intangibles. I like it's a 10-6 game, meaning I've got one team with 10 days rest, the Rams, and I got the Giants coming off of Monday Night Football. Boom. So the spot's good for the Rams. The power rating's good for the Rams. The Rams are surging. The Rams are good. The Rams are going to make the playoffs. Rams -6.5, 2 units.
I'm with you on that one. The Giants just aren't very good. They were fortunate against the Eagles, and I like the way the Rams are playing right now as well. What about the Raiders getting 3 points on the road against the Colts? Totals 44, Steve.
So power ratings puts me on Vegas completely, but I'm not betting the Raiders. Not after that a 10-point win as an underdog, Monday Night Football, Christmas night. They are going to be partying in Vegas. I'm going to be, you know, I'm out and about in Vegas, and I see Raiders all the time, you know, going like between, you know, the nightclub between Wynn and Encore and the like, and it's going to be a it's going to be a joyous celebration in Vegas for the Raiders, and I can just see them getting blasted by the Colts here. I'll actually lean to the Colts, but the power ratings don't support it.
Yeah, I'm going to lean to the Colts as well. I think they're going to bounce back from a really bad performance against the Falcons. And I think you're right about the Raiders. That was a huge win for them that, you know, you wonder if they can continue that momentum. What about the Steelers getting 3.5 now, Steve, out in Seattle with a total of 41.5?
You tell me, Ross, because I cannot forecast or figure out these Pittsburgh Steelers. One more win for Tomlin to never have a losing record ever. I pass this game.
Oh, he's getting it. He's getting it one of these next two games. I like to get in 3.5. You know that. I think it'll be a close game. Seahawks aren't really playing that great. They're having these, you know, last drive of the game, game-winning touchdown drives. Give me Steelers plus 3.5. 2 units. What about the Chargers and the Broncos, Steve? The Chargers are getting 5.5. Totals 38.5.
So I make the game 6.5, but I got to be honest, I don't have a lot of confidence behind my Charger power rating. And Denver, what a disappointment. That was a gut punch. of a loss to the Jets, to New England. So thank you. I'm going to pass the game.
I'm with you. I kind of got nothing on that one, on the Broncos Chargers. I don't really even have a lean either way. Chiefs, Bengals. Chiefs are laying 7.5. Total's 45.5. I'm a little bit nervous about this one, to be honest with you, but they can't lose back-to-back at home, can they, to backup quarterbacks? I have the Chiefs as a teaser leg with you, Steve, -1.5. Anything else on this game?
My gut just says that I know Mahomes lost 2 in a row this year, but yeah, there's the Chiefs don't lose back-to-back games. They're like 14-1 in this situation. They're going to win this game.
Still stunned that they lost that game to the Raiders. All right. What about Sunday night football? It's the Packers getting 1.5 in Minnesota against the Vikings, Steve.
So this total makes no sense to me at all. The Vikings are dead nut over. I'm sorry, excuse me. The Vikings do have a very good defense, but the Vikings offense has been playing better. And it's the Packers that are a dead nut over team, no defense at all, and a gunslinger quarterback that throws interceptions. My kind of quarterback when I'm betting over. I'm going 3 units. I'm shoving. I'm shoving with Green Bay, Minnesota, over 45.5.
Wow. I'm with you for that. 2 units. It is a best bet. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.